CliffCentral.com.
We've got to do the one thing for the week because we were meant to do it on Tuesday and I didn't get around to it. Leanne, do you know what that is?
The one thing of the week that we do.
No, you don't. You have no idea. I can hear it in your tone.
No idea.
One thing of the week.
Why you even asked me? I don't know.
All right. So today, listen, every week we do a thing where, I mean, you can join in. You can do it if you'd like. And ironically, what, 2 weeks ago, we said that you must make friends with somebody. No, that was 3 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, we said you must try a type of food that you've never tried. It's just something fun we're going to do every week, and you can join in, and you know it'll keep you busy with interesting and new projects during lockdown. And some of them are very simple tasks, like eating something you've never eaten before. Sia ate artichoke, which he doesn't like, but he tried it. And today, this is a simple one. Write down 10 things you will never do before you die. You know how people make a list of things that they really want to do, their bucket list, before they die, right?
Mm.
So today I want you to write down 10 things you will never do. And I've written a few down here. Exterminate a zombie. Witness the Big Bang. I mean, I'll never do this, right? Know the truth about JFK. I'll never know that. Hibernate. I will never hibernate. Although I suppose lockdown in some ways has been a bit of a hibernation.
Yeah, we're doing it now.
I will never collect stamps. I know that's something I'm never going to do. So I'm going to put a list together. That. You know why you want to do this? Because I think it makes you come to terms with some stuff. Because we all think our life carries on forever and ever, and we're always going to have time to do something. So maybe by putting a little list of 10 things you will never do together is maybe that's the way to just kind of let go of it. I know
I'll never be a billionaire.
Yeah, and that's probably a good one to put down too. I'll never have a sex change. I know that's never going to happen for me. So I'm going to put that down. I know I'll never wear a rucksack. I've never had a rucksack. I you know those people who travel through Europe with a rucksack? I will never be one of those people. So I'm going to put that on my list.
I don't know. Oh, you're tempting fate. You could become homeless and need a rucksack.
I know. I know. I'll never sacrifice a goat, so I've put that on my list too.
What if you're held at gunpoint? You never know.
What if you have to appease the ancestors?
I will never sacrifice a goat. I just know it's not going to happen, so I put it on my list.
What if you're held at gunpoint?
No, I'm not going to. Why would I sacrifice a goat?
What scenario would it be where you're held at gunpoint? Yeah, that's the only way to get out.
You better kill this goat or I'm going to shoot you. I mean, what kind of maniac? Yeah. What kind of maniac's going to do that?
Someone could be listening right now.
No.
Yes.
What do you know? Come on.
Make you kill a goat.
Just list two or three things that you know that you might have had a goal to do when you were a kid, but now you've accepted that you don't. You said be a billionaire, but give me two more, Leanne. And Sia, you give me three.
I never have children.
That's a big one, huh? That's a big one for especially for a woman to admit, because for a guy, you can always, even if you've had a vasectomy, you can reverse it.
Yeah.
I
suppose I could still adopt, but it's not on my list of things to do.
You'll never give
birth. It's on my list of things not to do.
Yeah, you'll never give birth to a child. I mean, you might one day.
No.
You might one day adopt someone's, you know, orphan because you need someone to wipe your bottom. That's the kind of thing you would do, but.
That's the only reason why I've thought about it. Actually.
So that you could have indentured labor.
I'll never be a gymnast.
You'll never be a gymnast. Oh. You'll never have children. And you'll never be a billionaire. Right? You see, I think now you've purged yourself of those things. So write down three things. I've said 10, but you can write down as many as you want. Sia, how about you?
Well, here's the thing quickly, though, is what you don't realize is there's also some sort of psychological benefits of drawing up a list like this. So in friend in my head, Ariana Huffington, she wrote about this in Thrive.
Oh, okay.
She said part of what helps you become a better or more successful person is also getting rid of this idea of what you can be. If you're trying to do 10,000 things, you'll never be great at those 10,000 things. Get rid of certain things.
Yes.
Like for her, she started getting to a point of saying, I'll never learn how to ski. I'll never be able in my life to take so much time off to go into the mountains to learn how to ski. Mm-hmm. That idea of me will never happen. So just get rid of that and focus on things I can do. So I'm taking it a little more that route. And I'll never learn five languages. Yeah. I've always wanted to be fluent in five languages. It just will not happen.
But I mean, you've got, what, three probably?
How many have you got?
Maybe four?
I mean, not fluently. You know, I've always loved this idea of living in Italy for 3 months, and then I'm fluent in Italian, and
in
then
Italy.
I'm fluent in Italian.
You know, a lot of people took last year under lockdown to learn a new language, and some of them have progressed quite nicely. I mean, my sister and her boyfriend are doing Spanish on that app, and they're loving it.
Not gonna happen.
I don't know if they'll ever be fluent, but I mean, it's good to maybe learn.
I'm never going to be a bodybuilder, super ripped and muscular, just out of it.
Oh, I really thought I thought that was just around the corner for you. I'm sorry.
You were so close, yeah.
Yeah, I totally misread you on that one.
Yeah. I mean, just a few more weeks and you would have got there.
I like the idea of it, but it's just not going to happen. I prioritize Oreos than going to gym. And then last thing is, it used to be something of curiosity for me, but now... never going to have sex with a girl. Just never.
Oh, wow. You've struck that off the list, huh? It's completely gone.
No.
Okay.
I've even tried to envision the conversation I have to have with this poor woman to say, so I really just want to try it.
Yeah.
And what you need to do is put on a Channing Tatum mask and then you can see how this thing works out. No, it will just never happen.
Oh my God.
So at least those are the three things.
Well, I'm impressed. Everybody has a few things. And honestly, just get rid of those things that you don't. Like, I have to pay a membership for the golf course every month because, you know, I live in this estate and I've often toyed with the idea of maybe I'll learn to play golf, but I know it's never going to happen. It's never going to interest me. And if I did it, I would take it super seriously. I'd become one of those annoying golfers. So I'm just staying away. That's another thing on my list. It's just, I'm never going to be a golfer.
Hmm.
So it's better to know what you don't do, like Sia said in the Arianna Huffington example, and just leave it off. So that is your one thing for the week for this week is... stop procrastinating about stuff you're never going to do and make your list of things that you're giving up on. And let's move on. I mean, there's some very funny ones here. Janet says, pilot a Boeing, eat a cooked or raw rat. Never drive a Porsche. I will never run a marathon. I will never be a famous artist. I will never travel abroad. This is liberating. Well, Janet, I mean, there's some of those things that, who knows, you know? But if you're going to cancel them off your list, that's great. Rose says she'll never live on Mars. Janet also says she'll never have a son. Lubabalo says, I will never get married.
Hmm.
That's interesting. A lot of people saying they'll never see Jacob Zuma in jail. Yeah, but that's not about you. So you've got to choose something that has to do with you. Rickus says, embarrassingly, Sia, one thing he'll never do is shit his pants like you did once.
Don't be so
never
sure.
Never.
Yeah. Happens to everyone. CliffCentral.com.